Semaphore, OpenAI and other major AI players court corporate media, ignore conservative outlets. By Lucas Nolan on May 30, 2024. As the integration of artificial intelligence in the news industry accelerates, corporate media outlets are reaping the benefits of becoming training fodder for AI, while many right-leaning publishers find themselves left out in the cold. The result will be ChatGPT and other popular AI tools that spout leftist answers backed up by The Atlantic, Financial Times, and other left-wing media sources. Semaphore reports that the rapid advancement of generative AI has sent shockwaves through the media industry, with companies scrambling to adapt to the changing landscape. However, it appears that the major players in AI, such as OpenAI, are favoring partnerships with corporate media outlets over their more conservative and independent counterparts. OpenAI recently announced a 5-year deal to license content from news corporations' outlets to train its AI models. This move follows a series of similar agreements with center-left to fully left-wing publications like the Associated Press, Politico, Business Insider owner Axel Springer, and the Financial Times. Notably absent from these partnerships are the independent publishers that consistently outperform their corporate media peers on social media, particularly conservative outlets like Breitbart News and The Daily Caller. Neil Patel, co-founder of The Daily Caller and publisher of the Daily Caller News Foundation, expressed concern over the apparent bias in AI training, stating, "It does concern me, but not surprise me, that these left-wing tech companies are ignoring news outlets trusted by half of America and focusing exclusively on training AI models using left-leaning news sources. The implications of this shift are significant. As consumers increasingly turn to AI for news summaries and information, the machine's outputs will be heavily influenced by the data they are trained on. By partnering primarily with left-wing establishment media outlets, AI companies are effectively cementing the political and cultural power of these organizations, almost guaranteeing left-wing narratives and beliefs will be the only ones taught to artificial intelligence." OpenAI's public actions provide a glimpse into which news publishers they consider to be on their side. In addition to the aforementioned partnerships, the company has been in negotiations with CNN's business and digital teams, while The Washington Post has expressed interest in significant AI partnerships. Time Magazine CEO Jeff Sibley also noted that the company is in active and ongoing positive conversations with OpenAI. Read more at Semaphore here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.